The Summer Olympics open a week from today, and International Olympic Committee President Jacques Roga has proclaimed the city of Athens ready. That's welcome news for city organizers. They've been berated by the IOC for construction delays and bad planning. But NPR's Tom Goldman reports that even with facilities in place, pessimism and indifference continue to shroud the games.
Normally, a guy sitting at an outdoor restaurant in Athens having a late-night souvlaki dinner isn't a big story. But earlier this week, veteran Olympic journalist Ed Hula sat at his table, looked around, and reported a major development.
This is a transformed city since the first time I started coming here, the 1990s.
There are new buildings, gleaming athletic venues, transportation improvements, including a new train connecting the city and the Athens airport. Hula was one of many journalists reporting just months ago that the rail link appeared doomed, like so many other construction projects appeared over the past 4 years. But now, a country that frittered away the first 3 years after winning the Olympic bid in 1997 has, in Hula's words, pulled the rabbit out of the hat, and he sees it even in little ways.
Yesterday, some workers were covering a bare patch of ground in the middle of the roadway, in an island in the roadway, with some bushes. They had just started work. And I went by a half hour later, hoping to take a picture of these workers, and the job had already been done.
These kinds of instant transformations have proved the doubters wrong, but Hula says the quick turnarounds also have left Olympic officials weary from the anxiety. That's their job, though, worry about the problems so Olympic athletes like Stacy Sikora don't have to.
I've been training for 4 years, along with many other athletes, for this one opportunity, and I'm just going to do whatever I can to make it the most memorable, wonderful moment of my life, and I'm not going to let security overshadow it.
U.S. volleyball player Stacy Sikora has been resolutely positive despite constant reports about security concerns and possible terrorist attacks in Athens. It makes me mad, she says. The Olympics aren't the Olympics anymore. Many people's reaction isn't, wow, the Olympics. She's now going through final training in Greece, and Sikora sounds like the native Texan she is when she asks people to please share her enthusiasm about the games.
We're all out here trying to do this for y'all, for America, and we'd really like for the support.
But enthusiasm in this country continues to be challenged by bad news Olympic stories. There were reports this week about lax security in Athens and the game's huge projected cost overruns. Stories that might not matter as much if people were connecting, as they usually do, with the stories about Olympic athletes. But that's not happening, according to Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
The American public is having trouble getting a hook on their heroes for these games.
Normally, he says, the compelling stories are in track and field because that's the core event of the games. Track, however, has been ravaged by a doping scandal. NBC, which is televising the games, has been pushing swimming and star Michael Phelps. But Walachinsky says while Americans enjoy watching the swimming events, it's harder to embrace the athletes.
You can't watch their faces while they compete. And that actually is important. It's hard to get close-ups. If you see close-up during a swimming race, it's just this head with a cover on it bobbing up and down of the water.
But with NBC's 24-hour coverage, Walachinsky says there'll be plenty of chances to see more than swimmers and runners, plenty of chances for the excitement now bubbling in Athens to spill over and make the doubters in this country and elsewhere say, wow, the Olympics. Tom Goldman, NPR News.